This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80. The Ghanaian diplomat served as the seventh UN Secretary General from January 1997 to December of 2006. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrook called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing the second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders have worked to contain the spread of the disease, and scientists are out testing experimental vaccines in the field. Alongside these efforts, researchers in the DRC are collecting data on how to improve to prevent future outbreaks of Ebola and other infectious diseases. In the U.S. case against five Guantanamo detainees who were accused of aiding in the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks, a military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements the detainees made to the FBI interrogators after they were removed from a secret CIA prison. Defense attorneys argued detainee statements could have been tainted by previous interrogations. This is VOA News. It was a national day of mourning. It happened Saturday in Italy after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa that killed 42. Sabina Castelfranco in Rome has the story.
The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, celebrated the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including Head of State Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. Family members of other victims decided to bury the dead in their towns of origin, some declining to participate in the state funerals in anger at having lost their loved ones in an accident that may have been caused by poor design or improper maintenance. The president, who visited the site of the disaster and the injured in the hospital before attending the service, has defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa, but the whole nation. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Thousands of stranded people still waiting to be rescued, officials pleading for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala, where more than 190 have died in little more than a week. More than 300,000 people have taken to shelters, and authorities say they are being inundated with calls for assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi respected the flood landscape. He looked at it, met with the state's top officials, promising more than $70 million in aid. International Organization for Migration says the number of African migrants coming to Spain is rising while the number going to Italy falling. IMO spokesperson Joel Millman says the nationalities of the migrants mirror of those who used to leave Libya for Italy. He tells VOA migrants from Guinea, Gambia, Mali, Senegal, and Ivory Coast appeared to have changed the path they traditionally follow to reach European shores.
It indicates that probably West African migrants who were using the Sahara route up through Agadez into Tripoli have realized that the expense, the danger, the risk, and then what happens to them in Libya all combined to make that a less attractive route than what had been an older route up along the coast into Morocco. So they seem to be returning to that route.
Libya has seen a virtual flood of refugees and migrants in the past half decade, but human rights groups say tens of thousands have fallen victim to abuse. Strong earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok. There were no immediate reports of injuries. The earthquakes are Lombok's second in 2 weeks. And a deep undersea earthquake, a preliminary magnitude 8.2, has struck Fiji. They are saying that it's at a depth of 560 kilometers. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.